It dawned on me the other day that it's been a while since I had a major automobile malfunction. I may be jinxing myself to be even be aware of that fact, but all the time I've had vehicles, they've always been used vehicles, and they've always required some TLC, some love and care and attention. Now, I don't know, maybe you don't work on cars, but when I work on cars, invariably, I get covered with grease and grime and slime and dirt and be smudged and filthy and smelly. Maybe there are things that you do that do the same thing. I don't know, but it's been a part of my life for a long time, fixing cars. As a matter of fact, I had a young fellow volunteer to help me once do a timing chain on a Jeep Wagoneer, and he showed up in blue jeans and a white t-shirt. He went home in a gray shirt and gray pants, and he was greased from head to toe, and he was happier than a clam. The best part of all of that is when you get done and the car works and you can go inside or stop just outside the door and shed all the clothes and go straight into the shower and just cleanse yourself. Just scrub all of the dirt and the grime, all you can get, scrub it off, and then put on clean, fresh clothes. Do any of you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever gotten filthy, dirty? If you haven't, I can help you with that. The gospel lesson this morning is an odd one for the, it was like the Vacation Bible School song. That was a beautiful Christmassy piece, wasn't it? Did you see all the Christmassy scenery there? I pointed to Stephanie, I said, this doesn't look like winter, dear. But this passage doesn't really feel like Advent and celebration. In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moons will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven. The stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. It sounds unsettling. It sounds like a worry. It does not sound like a scripture fit for the Sunday of peace, does it? The reality is that peace can be found at any time through our faith. Even in the midst of the darkest night, even in the midst of war and tribulation, and there have been many. As we contemplate, and it feels like this is the worst things have ever been, I have been reading history, and I've read of wars that were awful. I have read of plagues and tragedies. And we tend to forget those when we have been as blessed as we have been. There are atrocities occurring today. And there are injustices, and we hear them, and we see them now in high definition in the morning news, in the evening news. All day long we hear of these things. And if you're like me, I respond, I get angry. Boy, I want to respond, and those who have done evil should be punished, and I begin to envision in my own mind punishments for them. I am getting that white t-shirt dirty. That young lad who came and helped me that got filthy, I, in the same way, am beginning to besmirch myself. You see, the Lord sees all transgressions. There's not a single one that the Lord escapes, fails to see, fails to comprehend, is aware of, and will be the perfect judge. In conflicts, especially today, there's both sides saying, well, you did this, well, you did this, well, it was your fault, well, you started it, and you did this, and you've been persecuting, and you've been... Yes, lots of blame to go around. But the Lord will sort all that out, and the Lord's justice is perfect. Amen? So amidst all of our trials and tribulations and the wars and suffering and the political rancor and the illnesses and infirmities and even amidst aging and death, the Lord is with us. For in every way we have been enriched in the Lord in speech and knowledge of every kind. The testimony of Christ has been strengthened among us. We are not lacking in any spiritual gift. Man, that's a mouthful. We are not lacking in any spiritual gift. Do not let ourselves stray. Do not let ourselves be besmirched by our own reactions and angers and awful thoughts. In doing so, we step away from the light into the darkness, and it will compound and take us away. Take us away from the light of Jesus Christ. So getting clean. Maybe it's just working in the yard, or maybe it was cooking and you just had a very violent cooking session and you just needed to just cleanse yourself, get cleaned up. Maybe it was a workout. You just went to the gym and you came back sweaty and just needed to get clean. This is where we come. It's important to recognize that we have to go out into the world and that we might get besmirched. There will be trials and tribulations and mudslinging and vile and tribulation and words and nasty things might happen. Jesus sent the disciples out into the world. He sent them out like lambs among wolves. And we are called to do the same. Not to be in charge, but to offer the peace that is within us. For we are not lacking in any spiritual gifts. So this is the Sunday of peace, and it might seem a little bit odd to think of that or to put that together, but I'm learning over time that peace is something I find and hold within. It is not something that comes from without, and it is not something influenced by all that is outside. The gospel lesson was interesting, wasn't it? The master of the house goes away and leaves. And that leaves us at work. It is about us. It is about us being prepared and not knowing when the master will return. We have to be ready at any moment. We need to be prepared. We need to center ourselves now. I am the worst one about thinking, well, as soon as I get this bill paid off, then I'm going to do that. I've been thinking, as soon as I retire, I'm going to do this and this and this. You know, none of this has worked yet. I remember thinking, as soon as I graduate from high school, it's going to be all different. When I move out from my parents' house, it's always been something just over the horizon. And we can't live there. We can't be that people. When it comes to being the Christians called to offer peace to the world, we have to be ready now. We'll have other candles. Don't let go of hope. Don't stop celebrating joy. Don't fail to love those around you. But go out into the world and speak Christ to the people you meet. Don't use words. Saint Francis of Assisi, go and preach Christ. Use words only if absolutely necessary. Preach Christ. Do not allow yourself to fall into doubts and worries about apprehensions and worries and the worries of the world. We can't solve all of the world. We can solve what's around us, but Christ knows that it begins here individually, one at a time, within each of us. Don't be paralyzed. Do the work. If only one little smidgen at a time. I've been thinking I need to clean my house, and then I look and I don't know where to start. There's no starting place, there's no ending place. And so instead I say, well, I'll just sit down again. Don't be impassive. Don't be paralyzed. Remain firm, knowing that the Lord is within us. Remain firm, knowing that we are not lacking in any spiritual gift that we need. Don't hide away from the world. Don't hide away from those struggles that might be, but engage them with peace in your heart and walk with God and join in God and join in being the people we've been called to be.